I don't know who's going to go first, but I'm tired of being that caterpillar at the top of
I'll go first. I was put in charge of finding a New Testament scripture that relates to community life at the Menno Simons Center. And so I just think we all come from different backgrounds and different countries and different schools. And sometimes I think, what does a 26-year-old girl who goes to Regent have in common with a 17-year-old boy who goes to UBC? And it's just different worlds. But I think we do have a lot in common. And I was reminded of 1 Corinthians 13, so I'm going to read that to you now. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift to prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so when I think of living here at Menno, I think I see love in action in a lot of ways, and I think it's a good opportunity for us to love in practical ways. And I just think, when have we not been tempted to be angry at each other or to keep a record of wrongs when someone's loud at night or someone leaves a mess in the kitchen? And I think every day we all have opportunity to be patient and to be kind when it's maybe the end of a hard day at school and the last thing that we want to do. And so, yeah, I'm just thankful for the way that I've had the opportunity to love people and the way people have loved me. And I'm also thankful for the people at this church who come and cook these amazing Thanksgiving dinners and barbecues and, yeah, let people preach in church and are just willing to be a part of our lives. And so, yeah, I just think of love is the one word to describe my experience at the Menno Simons.
I'm also relatively new at Menno. I just moved in here in January. And before I moved here, I lived in a basement suite with another roommate. And one of my favorite things about living with her is whenever we were both home in the morning, we would start off the morning just with prayer and just kind of give the day to God together. And when I moved out from there, I was really kind of sad because I would miss that a lot. But then our first RA meeting downstairs in the basement, we had lots of new people down there. And so our first RA meeting, we spent, you know, half the time talking about, you know, who cleans the kitchen and the bathroom and stuff like that. And then we spent the last 15-20 minutes just sharing and praying together. And I was just so thankful to be part of another community where it's just so centered around prayer and just the acknowledgement that in order for this to work, we need to give it to God to just truly, you know, just share together our struggles and our sorrows and our praise and just pray together as part of a community. So that's one thing I really appreciate about here is just all the prayer that goes on.
Hi, my name is Steven Ostrom, and I'm not 17, but I do go to UBC. Yeah, so one of the things I really enjoy about here is just the fact that we are all living together. There's always people around. We can live with our friends, which makes for a lot more spontaneous activities and fun stuff going on. Just share one brief moment of that. A few weeks ago, three of us, myself, Heather, and Damien, just spontaneously decided to go visit Monique, a friend of ours who's in the hospital. And so we set off, only planning to take about an hour or so to do this, but it ended up about 5 hours. But first we had to go buy flowers, which took a while, and then we were cycling, and we ended up kind of getting lost through the woods as we tried to make our way to UBC, and that was a lot of fun at the time. And we actually visited Monique, which took about an hour. And then by that time, it was supper time, and none of us wanted to cook, so we went out for supper. And yeah, ended up talking for 2 hours, so just things like that, just living together can really bring, you know, helps bring people together, and we do things that otherwise we probably never really do.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Christoph, and this is my second year here at the center. When I first moved in here, one of the first things that surprised me was the range of different viewpoints that Christians had, and even, well, here at Menlo Simons. So for example, some of the students here understand that creation occurred in a literal week, whereas others would agree with science's current model of the world's natural history. And some of these different things were discussed when Mark came in last year. And it's just reminds me how important it is to remain unified as a Christian body and not to let small things like that ruin the greater bond we have as being Christians.
I'm Justin Petko, and I've never been the most eager participant in a community, and I sincerely doubt that I ever will be. But that doesn't mean that I didn't greatly appreciate having a place like the Menlo Simons Center to come to after high school. I remember finding out that I was accepted to live here and the huge rush of relief that came with knowing that I would not be spending the first few weeks of school sitting and eating alone. I mean, with 17 or so other students, at least one of them was bound to become a friend. Luckily, I wasn't wrong, but I just wanted to share my gratitude that this center was here at a time when I greatly needed it.
My name is Christabel, and I attended a Christian boarding school in high school for 3.5 years, and when I applied to UBC, I was kind of in that stage where I was like, okay, I'm ready to move on from like a Christian bubble, and so I applied to Place Vanier on campus and Menlo Simons, and I got accepted to School of Res first, and I just took it as a sign, okay, yeah, I am ready to move on. 2 weeks before I was to leave for Canada, I got accepted into Menlo, and somehow I accepted it, and I'm only a second year, but 2 years of university has brought upon me a lot of challenges and difficulties and struggles that I hadn't foreseen, and I just know that without the group of friends that I have here to just share with, cry with, pray with, I wouldn't have made it. So thank you for providing that community. Thanks a lot.
I'm Phil, and after living in a dorm for 4 years in high school, a dorm life was nothing new to me here. In fact, this probably enhanced my 2 years living here, because I already knew what I was stepping into. Something different for me, considering in my life at the moment, I have no clue as to what I'm stepping into. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The verse reminds me that God has an ultimate plan for me. Although some steps will be painful for me, it is only for the enhancement of my soul. Like somebody once told me, to catch fire for God, you have to first get burnt.
Hi everyone, my name is Sharon, and before I moved here, I lived in a dorm at a different university. And so when I first came here, I just imagined a lot of people living really close together, and I had no idea what to expect. And a lot of us have a lot of things that aren't in common, different schools and stuff like that, and other things we do have in common, like Phil, we're looking for what we're going to do with our lives and all that kind of stuff. So, and God does have a plan for us. And the one thing that I didn't really picture was just what a blessing it is. And so I'm reading from Psalm 133, and it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore." And so I didn't expect for Meadow to be like such a blessing, but it really has. Just the friendships I've had here, spontaneous road trips to Oregon, starting conversations at 12 at night, finishing at 4 in the morning, and just good stuff. And people here have really blessed me, and I appreciate the community.
I'm Jared Kroos. This is my second year here too. And Menno's been a really great place for me. A place where I've met a lot of interesting people, and a place that it's been a safe place to build friendships. And in these friendships, one struggle for me is I really like to just hang around and talk late into nights with all the interesting people here. And I often don't leave time. I stay up late and don't leave time to talk with God. I think there was a hymn today with some words that really struck me. Near each other let us move, but near still to him. So I found that powerful.
I'm Courtney Hobson, and this is my second year here too. And I think I just really appreciated having other Christians around when I was going to university for the first couple years. And just like when you're lonely or getting stressed or sad or whatever, and especially I just remembered like last year at Easter long weekend, and normally it would have been like really lonely not going home, but I remember Crystal and I rented like 7 movies and had this movie marathon. And then on Sunday morning there was a potluck here, so it was really nice just to be invited to the potluck, and yeah, I really appreciated that.
A note. A few words saturated and dripping with the ache of abandonment. Thick darkness rolls in like an imperceptible fog, infiltrating. My legs give way beneath me, the ground crumbles below, and I fall deeper into terror that engulfs me. I stumble and I fall, tears mark my path. The remnants of my shattered life pierce my hands. Day and night I cry out before you. I am worn out from groaning. I turn, and a cry bursts forth on my left. A heart weeps and mourns at my side. On my right, lips part in petition for justice. They call out for mercy. One by one, voices rise, and a resounding clamor breaks forth, unwilling to yield to the empty blackness, arms lift me, hands support my feeble legs. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He made darkness his canopy, his around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep water.
My name is Heather Ramsey. I'm the other new person living here. I moved in January along with Damien and Jen. And I'm actually doing my graduate degree at UBC right now. I also did my undergrad here. And I know while I was doing my undergrad, my best friend lived at the Menno Simon Center, which is how I got introduced to this place. And she invited me to come and live here with her. She said, well, it's such a wonderful place. You should come here. I went home and told my parents, I'm going to move to the Menno Simon Center. And they said, no, you won't get any studying done. And so I didn't move to the Menno Simon Center. And I finished my degree. And I was a good student and all that kind of thing. And then when I decided to come back for my graduate degree, I was like, I'm going to live at Menno. And at this point, being old enough that I don't ask my parents where I'm going to live anymore, I moved in here and don't get studying done very much anymore. But that's okay, because I don't study as much as I used to. But I'm learning a lot more than I used to, though. Unlike Phil and Christabel, who grew up in boarding schools or went to high school in boarding schools, I was actually a distance education student, so I spent my entire adolescence alone, more or less, and learned the hard way how important it is to have other people around you. I always dreamed of having people I could talk about my ideas with and pray together and this kind of thing, and it's really hard to find those kinds of people, actually, even when you know people. I mean, most people just aren't interested in hearing about, you know, what you did in your genetics class this morning, for example. But the thing is, I found that here, and I know there's a few of us who stay up far too late talking about all kinds of things, and among them, each other's papers. And I've often done this with my friends. They're usually like, you know, they're poli-sci students or whatever, and we can debate stuff and whatnot, and they usually have absolutely no interest in hearing about anything that I study, because they're like, oh, chemicals, molecules, plants, who really cares about that kind of thing? But I know one day when we were talking, Damien, who was part of our conversation, said, well, you know, why don't we hear about what you study someday? You know, why don't you tell us about your essay next time? I was kind of like, yeah, right. But, you know, we did that. And what I really appreciated about it was that we don't just talk about things, but we also pray together. I know I'm right now still solidifying my research proposal. And I know we had the chance to pray together and pray that God would help me to determine something that I could study that would fulfill the purpose he had for me being in school right now, something that would be interesting for me. And surprise, surprise, the very next day I had a research proposal, which I love very much. And that night I actually presented it to a few people here. We just kind of all gathered around the whiteboard, and Professor Heather presented all the very not so well thought out research ideas she has right now. And it was funny, because that night I had a dream, and it's hard to explain what happened in the dream, but in the dream I knew that I was loved, and I knew that I was loved because people were willing to pray with me, they were willing to listen to me, and they took interest in things that are interesting to me, but I never thought that anyone else would care to hear about. But other people chose to share their lives with me, not only by telling me about themselves, but also inviting me to share myself with them as well. Thank you.
I'm Richard. I'm studying civil engineering at UBC. Not 17. I grew up in Abbotsford, so when I was coming out to Vancouver to live here, I was like, right on, Vancouver, live in the big city. Live lots of fun, lots of adventure, whatever, and wasn't really thinking that my problems would follow me out, that illness and internal struggles would be a major part of my life here, and these people living in this community has really brought in this this depth, this seeking after God that really reminds me that God is in control of my life and God is in control of the lives around me.
I thought I would tell you about some clothing, because there's things that happen here that you don't see. Not at school, not at church, maybe not even at these people's homes, I'm not sure. Laura, right here, the beautiful mom, she dresses up like an elf, if you ask her. So, we'll just go, Laura, elf costume, she'll go, okay, run upstairs, and she'll come back down with a hat and striped stockings, red and green and bells, and she'll just be an elf for the whole evening. We laugh at her, and she laughs. Courtney, right here, is addicted to pajamas. She, in fact, probably in about 10 minutes, she's going to run up the stairs and put on the cutest flannel pajamas, usually with clouds or some kind of little animal, and she studies and she works hard in her pajamas. And actually, I have a little story to tell about Damien over here, who is our oldest resident. He's the same age as Chris and I, and he is getting married on May 20th. Ooh. To a beautiful woman named Luciana in Brazil. And Damien is our groom-to-be. He's very dignified. He's from Georgia, southern charm, right? So we were all snowshoeing at Hemlock, and this long train of us, kind of like ants, you know, marching with our snowshoes. And of course I wipe out, like one of the many times that I wipe out. And Damien, with his southern charm, he reaches over, and all I could see is this purple glove with feathers. And he's just straight face holding his head to me with this glove with feathers and purple. And it turns out that Lisa Dawn had lent him her gloves. He didn't have any, and he just wore these beautiful women's gloves. Reached out a hand to help me up, and I laughed so hard I almost wet my pants. And Damien left me there. So we laugh a lot. Actually, probably they laugh at us the most. But it's a place where there's a lot of joy.
And I just want to acknowledge too that, you know, being the coordinators here, we know that this is a ministry to us on the part of the church and the Meadow Simons board and whatnot. And it's been so great, you know, financially, you know, just living in a community, I mean, for us has been huge. And just realizing how difficult it is and how you can really sort of dislike people at the outset, but then how God can teach you how valuable those people are and how much they just bring to you things that you don't know you need and compliment you. And so that's kind of been the big thing for me is just seeing the sort of what I perceive as weaknesses in people as being these strengths. And then just God showing me how active he is in a secular university and how many Christians there are at these places and how they are interested in their faith and dialoguing with each other. So I'm excited to see that continue, you know, being basically in a Christian university working. It's really encouraging to see how active things are. So I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful to watch everybody and to see people change. It's really amazing, and I'm just really grateful for it. So thanks.
Okay. Anyone else? How are we doing on time? About time to wrap up, or?
Just fine.
Okay. Oh, I get to do mine? Okay. Well, I am from Georgia, and we don't wear gloves a lot in Georgia, so I didn't think to bring any for the trip. And any chance that we get to try new things, you know, we're all for it. And contrary to the rumor that's been circulating, I didn't come to Vancouver to avoid involuntary military inscription. I came to study at Regent College. I'm in my first year of Master of Student Christian Studies at Regent. And when I first came, I was looking for a community to live in, a communal housing arrangement, and wasn't able to find much of anything. I lived last semester virtually by myself with a roommate I saw very little of and did very little with. So coming to Minnow, being able to come to Minnow, was a great miracle for me. It was a change in my social life, in my prayer life, and just a great boost to my overall esteem as a person. Before I started, even before I became a Christian in undergrad, I was always intrigued. I was intrigued with communal living, and particularly with the Amish lifestyle I saw in Pennsylvania, and monastic living. So coming to Minnow has given me a bit of the best of both of those worlds. On one hand, I get a taste of a rich Anabaptist tradition, and on the other hand, I get to experience the mystical joys of living in a monastic-sized quarter. But all it hasn't all, and of course, living with this community in prayer, sharing meals and work, and just conversation, laughter, and love has been the best part of my time in Canada thus far. But it hasn't always. There have been trade-offs, and for example, I don't watch as much TV as I used to, and I don't eat as many meals alone in the basement of the UBC food court. But those aside, I think that it'll be difficult for me to leave the Minnow Simon Center. Catherine and Chris have talked to me. Not only do Georgians get cold hands up here, but we get cold feet occasionally. They've helped me to, some of the rest of you have helped me as well to kind of get through some of my anxieties this semester. Though I realize I've had probably one too many conversations with Stephen about marriage, and he's just over there looking at me like, But Catherine and Stephen, I'm sorry, Chris and Catherine have assured me that if I want to stay in Minnow even after I get married, I have a space at least for the summer that I can bring back my bride. So
we haven't talked to the committee about it.
We're hoping to do the same thing. As we've done, so
hopefully that'll work out. I just want to read something briefly that I wrote for the committee earlier, and I don't know if they remember, but since coming to Minnow, the quality of my life has miraculously improved socially and spiritually. I can see what crucial difference having an intentional community grounded in the Christian faith has done for my life and for the other students, most of whom are all a bit younger than me. I've been in their shoes, sometimes in dorm experiences that are less than healthy. And I believe it to be of utmost importance in our spiritual formation, both current residents and future, to have a shelter, refuge, and sanctuary such as Minnow, as we are ushered through this highly influential and so often confusing time in our lives. My couple of months at Minnow, sharing meals, prayer, and conversations with the other residents, and worshiping here at PGIMF for the last 8 Sundays or so, tell me there's something very unique and special about this place. Thank you. Mm-hmm.